Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Titanomachy was a bloodbath for the top players. For the top players with win streaks over 15, 4 out of 5 were made imperfect by Titanomachy. However, one team completely rocked this event with 17 perfect scores. So which single player's perfect win streak survived the Titanomachy meat grinder? And which team posted 17 perfect scores on the way to crushing the rest of the field? Find out in 2 minutes. Also, the new set, Murders at Karloff Manor, dropped earlier yesterday. I grabbed the new Planeswalker, Kaya Spirits Justice, and I've had my nose in my tablet all day. I'll give you my impressions. Yo, Pipes!
Nerd!
Go for it, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you
ever The only feel weekly podcast focusing on the mobile game Magic the Gathering, Puzzle Quest.
No one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite.
The world's top players. The world's top teams. MTG PodQuest. And now, Nerd Thuggery.
Wow, that's a good one. I love his stuff. Benjamin Velt. Broadcasting from our studios in Florida to over 1,000 listeners in over 40 countries on 5 continents. What's up, gods and groggers? Welcome to MTG PodQuest, the world's only podcast covering news and events surrounding the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. Yamame Nerd Thuggery, we are going to dive into the global results from last weekend's Coalition Gauntlet, Titanomachy. We'll talk about how Titanomachy decimated the perfection chart. Then I'm going to talk about my experience with the brand new Planeswalker, Kaya Spirits Justice. And then we'll go through the Titanomachy results for my home coalition, the Gods of Theros. All right, let's talk about the perfect streaks. So much carnage. Going into the event, Zibvert, Machine, FC, Led Zepp, Mork 90, and Vanadis all had huge win streaks going from Vanadis at 16 weeks, going all the way up to Zibvert's world record streak of 43 straight wins. Well, one by one they fell until only one emerged through the mayhem. FC Led Zepp powered through to maintain their perfect win streak, which now stands, I believe, at 27 straight wins. Zibvert's historic streak of 43 wins came to an end. So did Machine's streak at 29, but his ended due to a bug. Uh-oh. You know that loop prompt, that prompt that pops up and asks you if you wish to stop or continue a loop? Well, for Machine, it popped up behind the splash image of a card, preventing Machine from selecting an option and therefore placing his game in an unsolvable stalemate. He was forced to quit the game. Ugh. That's the second epic streak of his that's ended in a similar manner. Mork 90 was at 17 wins and Vanadis was at 16 wins, and they both fell in this event as well. So congratulations to FC Led Zepp. I believe their closest competition is only 15 weeks behind. Okay, let's look at the global team results.
Global team results.
It's clear by the numbers that this event is a tough one. Only 6 teams worldwide scored over 95%, but Team Reckless blasted through the event with 17 perfect scores and only 16 points from a perfect performance. Wow. The 6 teams worldwide scoring over 95% were Team Reckless, Blue Lotus, Black Lotus, You Have One Job,
Goblin Pile,
The Gods of Theros. Nice job, everybody. Next week is the Kamigawa run. I expect perfect scores out of everybody. Good luck, nerds. So, late yesterday morning, we got the new set, Murders at Karloff Manor, and I immediately bought some super packs and picked up the new Planeswalker, Kaya Spirits Justice, a dual-colored black-white walker that concentrates on resource generation and producing spirit tokens. I spent so much time with Kaya today, my partner got jealous. The first thing I did was take Kaya to the standard training grounds, and I tried out the custom deck that came with her. Okay, not such a good idea, as I couldn't handle the green power decks that are ubiquitous and standard these days. So, I tweaked the deck, I added a few big boy cards, but I kept a few of the new cards, such as Case of the Uneaten Feast, which gives 3 life whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, which works very well when using Kaya's second and third abilities, which put multiple spirit tokens on the board. Okay. I also kept in Vein Ripper, a mythic 6/5 vampire, which will essentially leech 6 life from your opponent to yourself every time any creature dies or loses a reinforcement. I did a little better in the standard training grounds, going 5-2, but I found the cost of getting to Kaya's first ability a little onerous, which costs 13 loyalty, which is one of the highest costs for a first ability in the game. As your exile fills, however, this cost is essentially mitigated, so I needed a way to produce loyalty points. Time to go to the Legacy Training Ground. So I added Deserted Temple, which each turn converts 3 loyalty gems and adds a shield to each land. And I added Thaumatic Compass, which activates 2 gems to convert to your Planeswalker's colors, but it soon transforms into Spires of Orazca, which converts 2 loyalty gems and reduces your opponent's first creature power to 0. And that is a land card, so the Deserted Temple keeps it on the board. I kept that wicked-ass vampire and supported it with Faithbound Judge, which happens to be a spirit, and I added Lord Xander the Collector, whom we all know kicks ass in several directions, but also starts dumping loyalty into your pool after the milling requirement is met. I kept Voidrend, and I opted for Settle the Score for the additional loyalty, and then Serum Power, just because. And last, I added Golden Wish, which is a spell that ultimately converts 20 loyalty gems. What now, Greg? What? Huh? What? I went 5-0, beating some very good decks from players like Wolf815, Chewable Trash, Summon Ghost, and oh my god, puppies! I swear to god, it came up. It's a slow roll with this Planeswalker, folks, but I'm still learning to manage the spirit tokens. In my opinion, the first 2 abilities get you through the fight fine. In fact, that first ability might be spammable, like Dad Fairy's first ability is. But once you get to the third ability, you are farming their big creatures into your big-ass stacked-up spirit columns. She has a complex dynamic, and it's going to be a lot of fun building her up with cards from this set and getting her up to speed and standard. If I had to give her a letter rating right now, I'd say it's a strong B, but I see a lot of potential here. Also, I learned a lot watching all the preview vids posted by Gazmaster, Nalthazar, and Mainloop. I strongly recommend checking those out. I'll put links in the show notes again, but really, if you just search for them on YouTube, they pop right up. But especially for chase cards. I pulled one out of my very first pack. I pulled the Hustle Bustle Mythic. I yelled so loud the neighbor's dog barked. Okay, let's close this out with the weekly report from my home coalition.
The Gods of Theros.
We had 3 in the top 20. The gold team continues to show why they are one of the top teams in the world, placing 6th in the world in Titanomachy. And though Mork 90 got nicked from the perfect streak chart, we still have a nice population on the Throne of Perfection, so I think we did okay on this one. Dodge has performed his analysis and submitted his report.
The Throne of Perfection.
The Titan Army had its way this week with some of the best players to grace MTGPQ. Unfortunately, that included Mork 90, who ended his blistering run at 17 straight. This marks the second time his run has cut short at exactly 17. His last ended on October 2nd, 2023. Let's pour one out for this God of Gods and hold our flags at half-mast, knowing he'll find his way up the perfection ranks again soon. But celebration is also in order, as Derek Rogers, the head Olympian himself, slayed the competition to notch his first streak of 10 in a row and earn his place on the mountain of supreme badassery. Booyah! And the Throne of Perfection is heating up like the Forges of Hephaestus, with impressive runs by Six Iron and Couch Clown, both at 8. Sepulka is at 7 straight. And Sang-Woo Lee arrives on the Throne of Perfection with 5 straight wins. Cheers, gods. A bolt throwing 23 members of Gods of Theros ascended the coveted Throne of Theros with perfect scores of 140 this week, including Six Iron,
Sang Woo Lee,
Jay Truant,
Couts Clown,
Soul Twist,
Derek Rogers,
Mr. Snuggles,
Sepulka,
Superfly,
Imperial,
Voodoo,
Shrike,
CM9009,
Star 12,
Tyler Nall,
Bento Box,
Protocon,
oh my god, puppies,
No Mishchrome,
The Poet,
Big Bill,
Black Dragon,
Unko Sama,
Last Exit.
Not a bad number for such a tough event. Good job, guys. A Gorgon slaying 16 members claimed the demigod status, scoring 95% or more, including
Nerd Thuggery,
Imagine,
Crimson King,
Wolf
815,
the one and only
Chief Wahoo,
Raced Lynn,
Bopper,
Poonis,
James Ho,
Gamer
1919,
Maxineer,
Sean SST,
Call Me Clem,
Helios,
Six Iron Alt,
Hudson Humple.
Another Kraken releasing 56 avatars scored 75% or more. Great job, guys. Let's break down the teams.
The gold team.
11 gods with perfect scores, 3 demigods at 95%, a team performance of 95. Top performers, we have 5 gods. Derek Rogers, Six Iron, Sepulka, Couch Clown, and Sang Woo Lee, all at 100. That puts our gold team at 6th place in the world this event. Player movement has MC7 and Scald Strider, moving to the silver team.
The silver team.
5 gods with perfect scores, 3 demigods at 95%, a team performance of 91. Top performers, Jay Truant, Soul Twist, and Kung Fu Chuck, all at 98. That puts our silver team at 13th place in the world for this event. Player movement this week has Jay Truant and Soul Twist moving up to the gold team. Roey51 and Danny Crow are moving to the bronze team.
The bronze team!
2 gods with perfect scores, 4 demigods at 95%, a team performance of 87. The top performers are CM9009, Helios, and Hudson Humple, all at 96. And that puts the bronze team at 18th place in the world this event. Player movement after this event has CM9009 and Hudson Humple moving up to the silver team. Cavatopi and DSCM are moving to GOT4.
The Quads of Theros!
1 demigod at 95%, and this demonstrates with no perfect score and 1 demigod at 95%, if you have a solid team that's deep, you can still place well. They have a team performance of 81. The top performers were Vito at 93, Chief Wahoo at 91, and Fuerun at 89. And with only 1 demigod at 95%, the Quads of Theros still took 24th place in the world. Player movement has Fueron and P. Nizzle moving up to the bronze team. Schemer and Gimarok are moving to GOT5.
El Cinco de Theros!
2 gods with a perfect score, 2 demigods at 95%, a performance rating of 78. Top performers are Dislim, Protocon, and Nomishkrom, all at 91. The Cinco placed 29th in the world this event. Player movement has Protocon and Craig Kinsel moving up to GOT4. Averity and Magenreven are moving to GOT6.
The Hexagods of Theros.
1 god with a perfect score, 1 demigod at 95%, a performance rating of 53. The top performers, Maxineer at 94, Braticus at 80, and Penn at 77. The Hexagods placed 52nd in the world this event. Player movement this event has Penn and Gernhardt moving up to GOT5. Black Dragon will take flight once again. Let's see where he roosts next week.
The Grogs of Theros!
1 god with a perfect score, 1 demigod at 95%, a performance rating of 44. Top performers are Last Exit at 96, Anuaroth at 90, and Marino at 81. The Grogs of Theros placed 64th in the world this event. No player movement out of 7 this week. No recruitment message this week as we continue to honor Julie with the team name changes. This episode's mashup was performed by Benjamin Veltz. You can find him on all of the socials as Bassfarer. Dodge U performs the mathematic manipulations for the Gods of Theros coalition event results and writes the summary with deft skill. Pipe's mother calls him Jeffrey Smith. He's been doing this forever. You've heard his voice on radio and TV ads. You can find him on Fiverr. Additional writing for this episode performed by Dodge U. This podcast is produced by Echo Blade Studios. I'm Nerd Thuggery. Be sure to like, subscribe, write a nice review, all that good stuff. It helps us appear higher in the search engines so that more players can find us and become part of this great meta community we've built up around this amazing game. Hope everybody did well with Titanomachy. Next weekend is the Kamigawa run. Be sure to check out Gazmaster, Main Loop, and Nalthazar on YouTube. Their analysis for this new set really helps with things like deck building and chase cards. And they're also pretty entertaining. All right, buh-bye now.
Buh-bye. Buh-bye. Thanks now. Buh-bye.
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 Buh-bye. Buh-bye. Buh-bye.
Buh-bye. Hello, you have been rude to me the entire flight. No, I wanted to play, and I've never
Bye-bye.